We're learning Shmiras HaLoshen in the Chasimas HaSefer, Chelek Rishon, Perek Aleph. Yesterday we discussed, if you like a safe, this one over here.
Okay, I'm going to stay for 5 minutes.
But that was good. Yesterday we discussed the marshal and the nimshal of the Chavetz Chaim. He said, let's just remind ourselves and we'll continue. He said that we live in the world, this is the marshal part, where if a person is extremely wealthy, they like to show their wealth sometimes with a massive amount of land and a massive mansion. If a person is a little less wealthy, but still a lot of money, a person will build a tremendous mansion. A person will go down the ladder, and continuously going down the ladder, even a person just of small means will like to put on a nice suit. This way, each person, according to his level, will be comfortable amongst his friends. Says the Chavetz Chaim, that's in this world, the Olam HaKola. It's here today, and it's gone tomorrow. Like we've said many times, a person can just think back 10, 20, 15, 20, 30 years ago, it was just like yesterday. Fast forward, sometimes is a little more difficult because the future is not as fast. We don't know what's going to happen yet. Chavetz Chaim says, when you get to Olam Haba, people who were careful with arayas, with immorality, they'll have a nice place in Olam Haba. But as we said in the Gemara, most people are careful with arayas. So their nice house will be like a row house, like the next person. When it comes to gezel, to stealing, not as many people steal. There are people who steal, but not so many. So also the reward will be nice, but the person next to them will also have that same type of reward. When it comes to Lashon Hara, Avak Lashon Hara, says the Gemara in Bava Basra, most people are speaking some aspect of Lashon Hara. If a person is able to prevent himself, he will have that massive land and a massive mansion and a 16-car door garage. 16-car.
Okay.
With an each section revolving. I know I heard once a person who had a 3-car door garage, and in each section, like, it was 3 cars revolving. And then 3 cars in the front and the... I'm being serious now. Okay. That's Olam Hazeh. Think about that in Olam Haba. Netzach Netzachim. The Lamborghini, the Ferrari. Well, I don't just, you know, okay. Where's the marshal?
Not the 70 women.
That's the different religion. Different religion. Yeah. So I will say, there are times when Baruch Hashem, I'm very happy I bought a mic that they can't hear you. And I'm not going to repeat what was just said for the recording. Well, but Prat, furthermore, now we're reading from inside the Sefer. A person who looks into the Sefer, in the Psicha, the introduction, the opening words, Chavetz Chaim, this is the Sefer Shmir Saloshin, the Halacha Sefer Chavetz Chaim. It was Sefer Hazeh, and also in this Sefer, B'shnei Sha'aruv HaRashreinim, in the two first gates, the Chol Prokov in all of its chapters, Yire, he will see Shal Yidei Kiyum Midas Shmir Saloshin, that through the fulfillment of Shmir Saloshin, Yigora Mimenu B'chol Shona Kama Meyos V'alofim Avoinos, he will save himself from Kama Meyos, hundreds of thousands of Averos. V'yitoytzef Loi Tmurosom, and instead of these Averos, he will earn mitzvos. Kamameyos v'alof mitzvos. Hundreds of thousands of mitzvos will be exchanged for the hundreds of thousands of Averos. Ki afilu im al yidei ze lo yismatu loy b'chol yoyim ki im eset teves shal diburim shal loy kohoygin. Let's do a little math. If a person will only hold himself back from only 10 words of Lashon Hara that he does not say a day, 10 words a day, 10 times 7, 10 times 30, 10 times 365, 10 times 1,000, how many years there are, 10 times 10,000, just 10 words a day. Every time a person holds himself back from speaking Lashon Hara, when he wanted to, he gets a reward of a mitzvah. So a person will think, okay, mitzvah. It's not just a mitzvah. The reward for the mitzvah that a person receives for holding himself back from speaking Lashon Hara is so great that the Malachi Ashuris, the Malachim Shemaim, cannot fathom the reward waiting for that person. Forget about the great spread of land and just a mansion, a 16-car garage. It's beyond comprehension, if that's something a person wants. It's beyond comprehension, the reward for just 10 words, for one word. For one word, it's beyond comprehension of the angels, says the Vilna Gaon from the Medrash. Once again, kafilo imali deyze lo yismatu loy b'chol yoyim kim esed teves shel diburim shloy kohagin shechosa mespiv miladabro, that he held his mouth closed from speaking them. Gam kein oyla yoyse mishloishes Allah from the shana, more than 3,000 mitzvos, averis that he saved himself and mitzvos that he will receive yearly. Ubeze pirashti ma'ashomer chazal, that's what the Gemara tells us. In Erechin, kol ha-misaper loshon hara magdil avoyno yis adu shemayim. Whoever speaks loshon hara, magdil avoyno yis adu shemayim. His avoynos, his averus go up to shemayim. He makes his averus even worse. Pirushoy, what does this mean? Kol mi shemurgul bovin zeh. Whoever is accustomed to speak loshon hara. And people will say, well, what's the big deal? Did I hurt anybody? Did I kill anybody? Just a few words. He didn't even hear what I said. He's not even embarrassed. I'm talking to my friend. Whoever is murgul, who is accustomed to speak Lashon Hara, misrabim mizeh gufo avaynois of mo'id. Take the flip side. It was just 10 words of Lashon Hara daily. More than 3,000 averos of the worst avero. However, the flip side, when he holds himself back from speaking Lashon Hara, they are viewed as a mitzvah. Every single word he did not say of Lashon Hara is now a mitzvah. The Gemara tells us in Makos, a person who sits and does not do an Aveira, he's given a reward as if he did a mitzvah. About kol rega verega, this is the medrash which we quoted a few minutes ago, which we mentioned. About kol rega verega, shodim chayisim piv zoyche. For every single second the person keeps his mouth closed and he does not speak lashon hara, he merits the reward that even the malachi ashores are not able to comprehend. This type of reward. I want to finish the sentence and come back to that last statement. And he will also come to many midas kedoshos, holy attributes, as I've written in the second shar of this sefer. Sometimes we say words and they don't have such of an impact. I'd like to elaborate for a minute or two. What does it mean? Bal korega v'rega shodim chaisim piv. For every single minute, a person keeps his mouth closed and he doesn't say Lashon Hara. He merits the reward beyond the comprehension of the Malachim. Let me start with what happened last night as I'm leaving the house. My 8-year-old daughter is playing with my 2-year-old son. Playing some little game, nothing of importance. So my 8-year-old daughter says, I win, I won, whatever. And she's doing this to encourage my 2-year-old son. And he's saying, I lost! And he's so excited, I lost! He doesn't know what he's saying. So but she got him, you know. So she's cracking up. And she's happy and he's happy. Now, he doesn't understand that he's saying he lost. She's winning and he's losing. The hasaga for the 2-year-old, from the 2-year-old, of what a happiness is, he doesn't realize. Now, at the same time, he sneaks the candy, and to him, the candy. He tells my wife, after he took the candy, he wasn't supposed to, he knows how to get it anyway. He opens it up. He said, it was great. Ah, delicious. The candy was delicious. You know, it's interesting. I think all of us would agree. I think they have what these call these sour sticks these days. It has a sugar with a sour taste to it. Apparently, you have to be a certain age to appreciate it. I don't know if anybody here would appreciate it. I just don't like those things. And the children really enjoy it.
Yeah.
They really enjoy it. I'm trying to remember when I was a child, I don't think I wanted something sweet, just sweet. That was called the crybaby. What is it? What's a crybaby? It's a candy. You start chewing it, and it lets off this like sourish taste. And at the same time, there's some bubble gum, something inside of it. I think that's how it works. And so, why is it called a crybaby? Because if you start crying because of the sour taste, you're the crybaby. I think that's how it is. So the children, they really like it. This is their hasagas. This is what they think of. They get older in life. The candy becomes, let's say, a Swiss chocolate. Now let's talk a little on our level. Not just the chocolate, the, you know, Kit Kat's okay, it's a nice, you know, or the Halloween Soul ones, whatever it might be. But you get a good Swiss chocolate, right? You know, everyone knows what I'm talking about, right? We all taste one. But it's just a chocolate bar. Let's try to bring up the hasagas. Elevate our thoughts into what is out there in this world, in this world over here. Whatever a person can use his koyach, his power of imagination. And we were given this power of imagination, as Rav Volbi Zatzal tells us, for this point, this is one of the reasons. Because when we are told that the malach cannot fathom what a reward is for a person to hold himself back from speaking one word of Lashon Hara, we should build up in our mindset all the greatest pleasure, enjoyment, whatever that beautiful house and that patio with that river and the lake, whatever each person's thought process might be, it doesn't begin to start of what the reward is in Olam Haba for a person to keeping his mouth closed one time. And here we're saying that not just does he receive a reward for that one time, but it's flipped. It's the mitzvah, a tremendous mitzvah in its place. Not just, I didn't do something wrong, I get the rischar of the mitzvah. What kind of reward is this? Ein kol malach yochol. No malach. Not the greatest malach, the chayus hakodesh, the srofim vayfanim. The malachim cannot begin to fathom what reward is waiting for such a person. It's very important when we read these Ma'amari Chazal to remind us and to use our koyach, our powers of imagination, to relate to these words of the Medrash. We'll stop here for today.